What's up, guys? This is Sayed, and I just wanted to give everybody an update on what's been happening with Krieg. For all you guys who don't know what Krieg is a game that I'm working on, and it's 5:43 p.m. right now on a Sunday, and I've been programming and working on a game for about 10 hours right now. So don't mind, and please excuse my tired voice right now, because this is after like a full day of just working hard and getting over frustrations. This podcast, I just want to talk about some of my frustrations when it comes to game development, because, you know, game development can be very, very difficult and frustrating and really, really hard, because it just takes a massive amount of patience and it takes a massive amount of persistence and getting up. And there's going to be times where you just go backwards. Like, you can totally just spend 2 weeks, like how I did, working on something that isn't really that important, or maybe something that I shouldn't have prioritized. And then I just realized, wait a minute, I just did 2 weeks of just, you know, just work, hard work. And, you know, I learned a lot and everything like that, but now I look back and now it's like, could I have just worked on gameplay instead? So the problem is, I wanted to do matchmaking first for Krieg, and matchmaking is extremely important because this is a multiplayer game, and I really, really, really thought that multiplayer is the first thing that I want to get working. Like, I don't even care about the gameplay. I don't care how many, I don't care if it's just freaking grass. It could just be freaking grass, but I just want multiplayer working. Like, that is the most important thing for me, and I still think so. Like, I don't care if there's no content in the game. Multiplayer needs to work. Multiplayer is so important. Just being able to search and matchmake is just ridiculously important. That's what my whole game bases around. It's just players being able to play. The thing is, I think of this idea of Krieg where, like, working software, right? Working software, I want the game to work. Like, I don't want it to be like a pre-release stage forever. I want to release it ASAP. And here's the problem. Matchmaking is so hard. Just setting up matchmaking is so hard, and networking is just so hard. And, you know, I've never done this sort of stuff before. And so I'm basically learning everything from scratch. I don't know C# at all. I barely know C++. You know, I barely used AWS before. So I'm basically learning all three things. It's been so fun learning these things. It's been extremely fun learning these things, but in this podcast is a little different because I'm actually Twitch streaming while podcasting at the same time. So all my Twitch folks, they can actually see me podcast right now. So that's interesting for this podcast. I'll be doing that more often, where I'm actually podcasting and Twitch streaming simultaneously. So yeah, this is going to be exciting. This is going to be new for me as well. I'm a little nervous because now Twitch stream can like actually see me podcasting. I'm not used to doing this. Usually what I do is I just straight up podcast, just, you know, no video or anything like that, but this is a little different. But hey, I gotta get used to it. So back to my topic, man. It's just, sometimes it can be really difficult because I've been working on this matchmaking thing for the past 2 weeks, and I feel bad for the viewers. You know, the viewers want to see some visual stuff, and I think for the most part, the viewers are here for my motivation and my positivity and, you know, just my personality. You know, they haven't really even seen what the game is about. They haven't really even seen the gameplay. But the thing is, I need to focus on the game, right? I know exactly what's most important in the game. I know that multiplayer is important because, again, imagine League of Legends without matchmaking. That makes no freaking sense. League of Legends without matchmaking is like, it's like sushi without the meat or the fish. I don't know. I can't think of an analogy. But League of Legends without matchmaking basically defeats the purpose of League of Legends. But now I'm thinking, you know, I talked to this really awesome dude. His name is Tulan. That's his username. He's been helping me out a lot in C++. And that's one of the great things when it comes to Twitch streaming. You're exposing yourself to all these really, really great people that come join in and just help you out. You know, this guy totally did not have to help me out, and I'm really grateful for that. I'm really happy that Tulan, you know, he probably saw my frustration, saw me and my difficulties in getting C++ and all that to work. Despite that, you know, out and all that. So I'm really grateful for that guy. And, you know, there's a bunch of other guys in the stream who also, like, motivate me. And, you know, they don't even need to motivate me. Just the fact that they're watching is just motivation in and of itself. Because just other people watching me is just enough motivation for me to continue on my game. Today, I think it was a setback. Today, I think there was a setback. Setback is I just can't freaking get this damn plugin to work. This matchmaking thing to work. It's a lot harder to do than I anticipated. Just getting... So I actually got the server up on AWS. That was a huge milestone, but I can't get the most important part up. So once I got the server up, right, I need to connect to the server from the client. I need to connect to the server from the client, right? Like the player needs to click matchmaking or search matches, and then they need to find a match. That part is the hard part. Actually sending a request from the client to the server saying, "Hey server, I'm looking for a match, please take me to a match." That is so hard because that needs to be implemented in C++, and I have no idea what I'm doing with C++. And the funny thing is, with C++, you know, I always tell myself don't complain, but I feel like I'm complaining now. But I'm not complaining because I want to give up. I think I'm just complaining just to kind of express and just let out some of my difficulties and frustrations, I guess, just so I can get back into it. Honestly, I usually do not like complaining, and I feel like I'm complaining right now. It's pretty bad. It goes against my philosophy. But I think it might help me in some way. I don't know. Letting out some of my frustrations. So, I think I spent the last 2 weeks working on matchmaking, and I learned a shit ton, and it's so fun. It's so fun. What I've done these past 2 weeks is ridiculously fun. And there's some people in the stream who ask me, like, aren't you tired? Like, no, I am not tired. I'm only tired because of sleep, and I'm only tired because of just the fact that it's hard. But I am not giving up on this game. I'm not giving up on this game. There are people who are probably wondering and probably doubting the fact that I'll be able to make this game. But, you know, that's what pushes me. That's what pushes me, because there are people out there who think that I'm not going to be able to make this game and who think that I'm going to move to another project or something like that. That is not true. I'm sticking to this game, and I'm going to make this happen. I'm really, really dedicated to this game, and I'm going to be working on this every freaking day. Every freaking day. And you know what's cool? I worked on this game for every single day these past month and a half. I'm so proud of myself for that, because I've never been so consistent on making a project ever in my life. I've never put in this much effort in anything. I'm Twitch streaming. You know, let's get to Twitch streaming and game development as well. That's another hard monster to tackle. Just being able to concentrate on code and Twitch streaming simultaneously. I don't think many people do that for a reason, because it's mad hard. But I have benefited so much from it, and I'm not gonna lie, it is mad hard, but it's rewarding. I have a community. I'm really into building communities, and I feel like I've impacted people. I feel like, yeah, it's just the beginning of it. I have like 91 followers right now, or 92 followers, I'm not sure. But there are people watching me, there are people who are interested in my game, there are people who are interested in me, there are people who are interested in my community. I just feel really good. I feel really good, and that's what keeps me going. This is a little different. You know, I tried working on this game 2 years ago. I tried working on this game 2 years ago, but I gave up. You know why I gave up? Because I was just doing it myself. I was just doing it by myself. Nobody knew about my game. Nobody held me accountable. If I quit, that's it. Like, it's just me. It's just me letting myself down. But I'm not letting other people down. Here, I'm letting other people down. This is one dude called K1V. You know, and he's all like, "You better not quit this game." And I don't know if he was quit. I don't know if he was kidding or not, or if he was serious. But just because of the fact that he said that, it just makes me want to finish this game. I'm never gonna quit this game. I'm never gonna quit this game until I finish it, until I ship it. And that's what's so fun about this, because I'm learning so much more than I've ever learned in school. I'm learning so much more than I've ever learned in university, in college, in high school, and anything like that. This is what I've been telling every other person. Just work on a project, man. Just work on a project, and you'll be learning more than anyone. At this point, I'm learning C++, C#, game development, all this stuff faster than anybody. You know why? Because I can put hours and hours and hours of just frustrations on this, and I've been learning so much. I'm learning Docker and continuous better friends and impact other people. I've been learning a lot these past few days because I've been putting my just heart and soul into this. And I highly advise everybody, and I know this is not just game developers who are listening, it's not just game developers who are listening, just entrepreneurs as well. The energy that I have right now is very rare. A few months ago, I didn't have this energy, you know? I mean, I did because I was still working on my dreams. But today, I think I'm finally unleashing myself. And I feel like I finally discovered that part of me that feels really alive because I'm doing exactly what I want to do. Instead of freaking just being in a damn office all the time. I'm just not an office type of guy. You know, I work at a bank. It's really bad sometimes, you know, working at a bank. Everything seems really boring because, you know, people just tell you to do something and you do it and that's all. Like, there's no creativity, there's no challenges. Where's the challenge? I love the challenge of game development. That's why I do it, because it's hard. Not because it's easy. I don't want to do anything that's easy. What the hell? Why would I want to do something that's easy? Easy as shit. I don't care about easy, man. If I wanted to do easy, I'd freaking party all night, right? That's easy. Getting drunk, doing drugs, that crap. Instead of doing that stuff, I'm doing something that's hard. I'm doing something that will impact other people. That's why I feel good. Because instead of doing drugs, instead of freaking going to parties, instead of just hanging out at night, instead of just chilling and hanging, you know, doing all this stuff that's easy, or like, I don't know, working on some small project on the side or something like that, I'm actually working on something that's hard, difficult, challenging, and challenging myself. I'm building my confidence because I feel like, wow, I did this. Like, I learned AWS, you know, I learned a bit of C++, I learned a bit of C#. I'm interacting with these awesome people. Let's not forget about the people in freaking Twitch. People is everything. People are everything. Building relationships is everything. Like everything in civilization, everything in history has to do with people. There's a time where I didn't really interact that much with people. It was just me and the internet. But now it's like me and people. People is freaking great. People, man. When you die, there's gonna be people at your funeral. You want that. This goes back to last episode when I was talking about legacy. Legacy is extremely important. I want to die knowing that I've done good in this world. I've worked my hardest. I've helped everybody out. I didn't destroy anybody. I didn't steal. I didn't freaking ruin other people. I didn't screw people over. I was just honest. I was being good to my family. I was being good to people around me. I was trying to, you know, pursue my dreams. Showing everybody that they can do it. Positivity, help other people, you know? There's so many people out there in this world that are maybe unsatisfied in their careers, and I want to help them. And there's so many game developers out there who want to learn, want to have fun, want some positivity. There are people out there who are struggling with anything, and I just want to facilitate that sort of atmosphere. But not only that, I don't want to only do that, I just also want to make a successful game. It's not just that. I also want to make a successful game. I think that's going to be even harder than building a community. Building a community, I think it's in my blood or something like that. I feel like I can make a community pretty well. I think I can do that. You know, I did that when I was 16 as well. You know, I was able to build a pretty nice community. You know, people who like, you know, help each other and stuff like that. I really enjoy that. But I mean, making a game, that's going to be hard, man. That's going to be hard. For all you guys that you don't know, like, what it takes to make a game, you need to learn C++. You need to learn 3D modeling. You need to learn concept arting. You need to learn patience. You need to learn, also, like, I'm Twitch streaming at the same time, right? So I also need to learn how to entertain people while coding at the same time, which is, like, extremely challenging. So I learned a lot. I'm pushing myself to my limits. At the same time, I need to also take care of my health, because when you're pushing yourself so hard, sometimes your health gives, right? And also my relationships in life, like my fiance and my family and all that, I also want to keep that up. I know a lot of you guys know Ty Lopez. He says these four things, right? Health, wealth, love, and happiness. I want to make sure these four are not neglected. I want to make sure my health is not neglected. Make sure my love is not neglected. In other words, relationships. I want to make sure my wealth is not neglected. I need to make sure my happiness is not neglected. And I'm working on these four. And I advise everybody in life to work on these four. These four are important. Can't freaking ignore your damn health. I've been doing a bad job this past month, in my opinion. I'm not going to the gym as much as I used to. That reminds me, I need to go to the gym today. doubt is just I'm not putting enough creativity in my game. I feel like for some reason I'm not able to think about some cool things to add to my game. For some reason, that's something that's stopping me from being creative with my game. I don't know why. I need to think of some cool ideas. And I do execute. Yeah, guys, I think I ran out of ideas to talk about. Before I end, I do want to say just one last thing. It's been a week and a half since I started on this game. I mean, not a week and a half, a month and a half. And I made tremendous improvements. I made tremendous progress, and I've learned a lot about Unreal Engine. Unreal Engine is mad huge. It's like a lot to learn, and a lot of people get scared of it, and you know, I was scared of it as well. But the fact that I got in it, and I'm working on it, and I've learned a lot. C# stuff, you know, C++ stuff, how Unreal Engine works, how headers work, and all that. I've learned a lot, and I'm proud of myself for that. And me learning all this stuff excites me, and I'm excited for the future because I'm learning even more. Let's compare this to, like, work, career, right? Like, we're just working at a job. In my bank, I'll be doing the same damn thing over and over again. It's so mundane. It's like, always using Angular, always using JavaScript, never learning something new. Here I'm learning something new every single day. Every single day, it's like, damn, I don't know that. I gotta learn. And then I can teach other people. And I think learning is like the best way to be happy. One of the best ways to be happy. Because when you learn something, actually like dopamine chemicals in your mind trigger. Right? They trigger, and it's like antidepressants. You get depressed when you're not learning things. When you're depressed, I read through this, and I was talking to my fiance she's into medicine, like she's gonna be a doctor, she's in medical school right now. So sometimes we have these discussions about depression and all these sort of things. And I did some research, and I saw that when people get depressed, their dopamine receptors get turned off. So that means they literally cannot get happy, because their dopamine does, like, your dopamine is like your reward chemical or your happiness chemical. So like when you do a touchdown, when you're playing football, or when you make that goal, or you make that three-pointer, right? Or when you're first place on that Fortnite match, that's dopamine just launching, and then you just get hooked on that, right? So when you're depressed, that doesn't happen. That those things get diminished. So one of the ways to get those dopamine things back is by learning. When you learn something, that's dopamine just fires right there as soon as you learn something new. So that's why I always recommend to other people who are depressed, learn things, man. Learn, go read a book and go freaking learn something. Go do game development, go challenge yourself. You know what trend I've noticed? A lot of depressed people, you know, and I was really close to depression in my life. Trust me. So I'm not talking about depression from a ignorant perspective. I was there, maybe I wasn't there. I don't think I was depressed, but I was almost there. I was depressed around the time when I dropped out of school, when all I was doing was playing video games all day. I was challenging myself because I was making YouTube videos and I was trying to get better at my game. So that, I think that's what, you know, prevented me from like getting ultimately depressed. But I've noticed that all the depressed people that I've seen in my life, all the depressed people that I have encountered, they don't learn. Learning is so important to your happiness, your mental happiness, your mental health. And I think that's why I've just been so much happier lately. Because I'm learning so much, right? I'm learning about Twitch streaming, I'm learning about games, I'm learning about how to make games, I'm learning about how to challenge myself and all that. So yeah, that's all I want to talk about. I don't want this podcast to go too long. To Krieg, a podcast show about game development and self-development and personal self-help, self-improvement, entrepreneurship, business, positivity, mindset, and all that. And I want to give a, before I leave, I just want to give a shout out to my mentor. this year, 2018. And for having this opportunity to make a podcast for you guys. I also want to thank Epic Games for making Unreal Engine so I can pursue my dream as a game developer. I want to thank all my Twitch followers for supporting me in my dream. I want to thank podcast listeners for listening to my podcast and hearing me speak. And, that's it for today. You guys have listened to Onwards to Krieg, and this is your host, Sayed Mamman.